Really a pleasure to work a little eyewitness report here on this side of the hour, and I'm welcoming back Ace is the man. Met him last year. We really did some good work with the Red Cross and rallied everybody when there was a great need. And you've got something really special that your heart is totally wrapped around. Welcome back, Ace. So good to see you, brother, and feel your heart again, too.
Likewise, man. I think you said something beautiful a minute ago about how your heart smiles.
Oh,
thank you for saying that, but your
you
heart
bet.
Smiles.
Well, thank you for that. No, I recognize that because it does. It's a good smile inside out, so thanks for being here today.
No, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
You bet. Now I got you up and going. I actually didn't even have your mic on, but you came across well.
Okay, sounds
see?
Good.
See? That shows that you project with that heart.
All right, awesome. I'm glad I came through.
Now, this is something we just had just a little brief conversation off air, but you're excited. I'm excited. What a great thing to take on, and how do you do that? How can you do that? Where did that come from?
Where did that all come from? So, if you have a second.
we have more. I've got a good space for you here.
All right, excellent. So, right now, I was previously working with the Red Cross and doing great work locally here. We got to do lots of blood drives, which continue to happen.
Sure.
So, for those that are supporting, giving the gift of life, continue to do so.
You bet.
And for all the sponsors, I just want to say a big thank you for working with me over the last few years and making an impact in that. Now, I'm really hoping that those same sponsors come and rally. We've talked to many of you. Thank you so much for your support.
You bet.
But we have a new project that I'm really excited about. We are working with many nonprofit organizations and we'll continue to do so. But it started with a conversation I had.
Okay.
Actually, I went back to school to become a nurse practitioner.
Uh-huh.
And I was having a conversation, and I had a speech due for my speech class the following day. I had it already dialed in.
Yep.
And in our conversation, we had this hypothetical question, the billion-dollar question, right?
You bet.
And that billion-dollar question was, if a billionaire gave you $1 billion and said, you can have this, but you must live on an island by yourself, isolated forever. Now, you can buy whatever you want. We'll ship it to you. It'll be there just like Amazon. 2 days, you got it, right?
Okay.
You want a Lamborghini, you got it.
Yep.
You want the house, we'll make it be there.
But you are by yourself.
But you're by yourself for the rest of your life. Would you do it, right? And so I started my speech the next day with that question.
Wow.
And, you know, some people jokingly raise their hand and are like, heck yeah, I'll do that right on, man, you know. And you had some moms and some wives and some husbands that say, well, shoot, if I could get away from the kids, yes, count me in, right? And and maybe that is the truth, right? We'd be good with it for a few days, a little isolation, a little me time, never hurt anybody.
Yeah.
But the truth is, would you do it for the rest of your life?
No.
Hands started going down when people realized, like, no. Why would I do that?
What good would that be?
Right. You can buy the car. Great. You'll be excited for a day or two. You can buy the clothes and be like, wow, look at how nice this clothes is.
You don't get to show anybody.
You don't get to, nobody gets to see it.
Or know it or feel it.
Right?
That's right.
And so what happens? It kind of all loses meaning, right?
It becomes a total selfish thing.
Right?
Yep.
And so it's funny because then I showed a little video clip. I don't know if you remember the movie The Castaway with Tom Hanks.
You bet.
He's on the island, cast away, completely isolated and alone.
Right.
And he finds shelter, he finds food, but something just as important, and research and science backs this up, that just as important as food, shelter, and all that stuff is relationships.
Yep.
You know, there's a thing called Maslow's hierarchy of needs.
Sure know about that.
And food and all that stuff is there. Yep. And later on down the pyramid, it's relationships and self-actualization and realization and all that. But I tend to believe that food, water, shelter, all that, and human relationship and human connection is just as important.
There you go. Level them right there. Don't need a pyramid.
Right? You don't have to, because here's the truth of it all, right? Right now, studies show that chronic loneliness can lead to early death more than can increase early death by more than 26%.
Okay.
So to just dial that in for a second.
Sure.
It's equivalent, and even worse than, smoking 16 cigarettes a day.
Okay.
Okay. Now, I know you smoke, so forgive me for putting that out there.
Not a problem. After all these years, I'm not sedative.
But let's go ahead and talk about, it's more harmful than obesity. People talk about how harmful obesity here is in the United States and how we need to get that under control. Well, guess what? Loneliness is more harmful than that.
Wow.
Loneliness is more harmful than the pollution that we're dealing with in our planet.
Okay.
That is how harmful loneliness is. Now, you might say, well, Ace, you know, we all don't live on an island by ourselves.
Yeah.
We have people around us.
Sure.
Right? And, you know, Mel Gibson, Tom Hanks created a Wilson a volleyball he found on the beach, right? Yes. He put a face on him, put some hair on him. Yep. That's how important feeling some sort of connection with someone was to him, that he had to create this person in Wilson, right?
Right.
To the point where he'd have conversations with them. He'd argue with Wilson, right? And when they're escaping the island, right, as Wilson's floating away from the raft he created, he literally almost drowns trying to save Wilson like it was a human life that he was trying to go rescue.
That last connection he had had,
right? And it's because human connection's that important. Now, I'm here to urge and let everybody know, you don't realize how important connecting with the people around you really is.
Right.
Now, you might say, Ace, we're not alone on islands. We're surrounded, all of us, by people.
Sure.
Well, you know what? I want to share with you the story of Robin Williams.
Go ahead.
Who I think was a phenomenal comedian, somebody that brought joy, happiness, laughter to so many multitudes, millions of people, right?
I grew up with him.
Right.
So, yep.
And I did as well. One of my favorite people, and that's why I brought him up.
It's timely.
And it tore my heart to know he passed away in a way because he was lonely.
He felt completely isolated.
He felt isolated, although he was surrounded by people, accolades, the whole nine.
Everything.
What you would say, wow, he lived the full life.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Steve Jobs even mentioned this as he passed away recently. And they released the letter that he wrote, like, on his deathbed.
Yeah.
You know, he said, hey, did the iPhone change the way the world functions, right? Achieved all this great, like, everybody knows the name Steve Jobs, right?
Sure.
And everyone would say, wow, billionaire, amazing, changed the world, anything you could ever aspire to be, right?
Right.
And then on his deathbed, he said, you know what? I do have regrets for my life. That I would change all these achievements, and I'm paraphrasing here.
Sure.
All the things I achieved, all the things I went for having true connection with the people that really mattered most in my life.
All right.
He's like, the billions of dollars, the iPhone, the technology isn't saving me, isn't making me happier. And truthfully, what really should have mattered in my life were the relationships.
All right.
And I'd been there, right?
Yeah.
And so the truth is this, that right now in life, we think that, hey, if I get the job, mm-hmm. if I get the promotion, if I make this much, if I'm able to buy this house, right? If I'm able to own these things, mm-hmm. I'm going to truly be happy. And then we get there and we're happy for a little bit, just like being on the island.
Right.
And then you realize like, what's the point of this? It's not really doing anything for me. And then you're shooting for the next thing. And then the next thing. And happiness is always on the other side of that thing you're trying to achieve, right?
And you have it all around you, if.
Right.
Yeah.
And then you realize, like, wait a second. So I'm not happy. It all feels kind of meaningless. And the truth is this. You're right now isolating yourself and living on an island because those achievements, those accomplishments, those material things are what you want. And you realize, like, man, I'm actually choosing the island. I'm choosing the material goods, the things, instead of what really matters in my life. And that's those are the deep connections. Now, am I saying, are those bad things? No, absolutely not.
That's fine. You don't even have to qualify yourself there. We know we all have those desires.
Yeah.
But what we're really focusing on is those human connections and your inspiration from that. And those two people you just related, Robin Williams and Steve Jobs, certainly. Those are sad stories in some ways because we did so celebrate them. And in the case of Robin, we so loved him.
Right.
Truly. Whereas Steve was more of a, an elevated character and admired for his success. Robin truly did live in people's hearts.
Absolutely.
And to have someone like that with all the love that he could possibly stand was there.
Right.
And for him to completely lose that.
Right. And that's what's scary about what's happening nowadays. People are searching, you know, in social media, being on these platforms, being on YouTube, being on any social media or anything else you want to talk about. We're living this superficial life of look at how happy I am. Look at how great I have it. Look at these videos of my kids. Look at these videos of what we own. Look at this picture or video of what I ate tonight. Right.
Yeah.
All because we feel like we need to live up to this facade. Yeah. Right. And even though we are more connected than we've ever been, people are more isolated than they've ever been. You know,
so
they did studies where they asked people, like, how many meaningful relationships do you really have? And people have millions of followers, millions of friends online.
Sure.
And people will still tell you, I feel alone.
Yeah.
You know, the other night my wife shared with me and it was really sad. And I hate to share sad news. I promise you this will get flipped on its head.
That's okay.
And we'll talk positive, but we have to talk about the reality of what's happening in our world.
Yep.
A girl committed suicide. She posted it on Facebook, a picture with her and her cat, 27 years old. She said, hey, my cat is really kind of over, and I'm, again, paraphrasing, my depression or me being manic.
Yeah.
And so am I. Everyone deserves to be loved and appreciated. Goodbye.
Wow.
And she took her life, and it became viral because she, you know, she posted it online, yeah, and all these things. My wife showed it to me. We were going to bed, and she goes, hey, babe, did you see this? I said, no, what are you talking about? And she shared that with me.
Yeah.
And all I could think in that moment was the last thing she said, that everyone deserves to be loved. And truthfully, you know, you might say, yeah, I really do want the car and the house and the this and the that. Mm-hmm. But really what I've found in my life, you know, I had a lot of success early on.
Okay.
That never made me feel fulfilled,
yeah,
or
you
good.
Shared that, right?
It was empty, right?
You bet.
And, you know, to know that we're still feeling isolated and alone, and really what we need in our life is to feel connected to each other.
Yeah.
To feel like I matter, you right? Bet. Like, yeah. Why did I really want the promotion? Because I wanted my wife to look at me and say, I'm so proud of the man I married.
Of course.
You know, I want my kids to look up and go, Dad is so awesome. Right?
I can identify a generation ahead of you, and I know all those feelings.
Right? I want my mom to say, look at my son. Yeah. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So really, is it those things, or is the feeling of knowing that my life matters and that there's value and there's validation? That's really what we all are seeking. It's not the plastic surgery.
Yeah.
You know, even though, hey, if it makes you happy, truthfully, go for it. But just know that that's not what you're really seeking.
So,
you know, you want people to look at you and say, hey, that's a good looking person, thinking that that's going to make us feel validated,
sure,
and valued. But really
you're breaking it down right now with this thing that you've just explained, your inspiration. And I think everybody is really pulling into it. We're ready for what you have come up with, I think, is just a great start.
Yeah.
And it's not another sage presentation of help yourself kind of thing. This is a let's do some things that really unite our hearts thing.
Absolutely.
And that's such a big difference, because, you know, generations have heard the self-help and the gurus that say this is all you need to do to be this. You've got it broken down from the heart level, and I like the simplicity of it, Ace. So let's just kind of share where we're going.
Absolutely. Let's go. Let's keep moving forward. So here's the thing, right? There is no one thing solves everything, right?
Right.
To lead a happy, full life where you, mm-hmm, feel fulfilled and,
sure,
and truly happy, there's quite a few things that need to happen and take place in life, right?
Right.
First thing is, we have a negativity bias. You know, to keep us alive, our old caveman brain looks at everything that's wrong with the world, everything that could go wrong.
Yeah.
And if somebody's going to try to hug me instead of seeing, like, hey, someone's trying to have a moment with me, who's this creepy person, right? and especially more so nowadays.
Yeah,
there's like this alert of fear all the time.
Gotcha.
And so what I'm thinking and what I would love to achieve and with the programs that we're putting together, it's really to break that fear and more so change our habit to looking what's wrong with life and what's missing, to seeing what we do have and the beauty and the magic that we can see every single day.
Well, you've got a good choir here.
Right.
To go along
with it. Yeah. And so we have to do things to create those patterns in our brain, right?
Mm-hmm.
We got to kind of change our brains a little bit.
All right.
It's called neuroplasticity, which just means if you do something enough times, right? Like, one of my favorite movies, Forrest Gump, right?
Yeah.
He sits there. They're like, hit the ball with the paddle, right?
Yep.
And he kept doing it every day, every day, every day until he became a world champion. He was so good at it. And it's just a movie, but it's the truth. In life, people become really great at something because they practice it every single day. They do it over and over and over until you become awesome at that one thing, right?
Yeah. Why not make it a smile from inside out?
Right?
There you go.
So that's what we're getting at here. And so one of the first things, as we transition to some of the projects that we're doing to make an impact in our community here,
let's talk
about is the 30-day challenge. We call it the billion-dollar question 30-day challenge.
Gotcha.
Right? And it's based off that billion-dollar question that we just talked about,
mm-hmm,
and the realization that human connection is important. And what's really great about this journal that we put together, it's a journaling workbook.
Right.
It has a great historic story that kind of ties in with the theme of the day.
Sure.
We have scientific based facts that support the theory of why this works and how it can change your life, right? And then we have some a challenge that you do for the day.
Mm-hmm.
And some of those challenges are something simple, and sometimes they're pretty profound, even though they feel simple.
Gotcha.
Like, have a conversation without your phone.
Mm-hmm.
Don't even put it on the table upside down, nothing like that. Just don't even have it out.
Right.
Right. One. Two, listen with deep intent to really make the person feel heard. Right?
Uh-huh.
might sound super simple, but guess what? Most of the time we're having conversations waiting for my turn to talk next.
We know about that.
Right? And you know what's funny is the times where we do this the most and we're really super effective at this mm-hmm. is when we're arguing.
Yes.
It's a terrible moment, right? Because you're trying to get your point across. The other person's trying to get their point across. Nobody's listening. Uh-huh. And so you're becoming more and more frustrated because the other person isn't hearing you, right? Because they're ready to turn around and rebuttal what you're saying and argue instead of actually listen to what you have to say.
There you go.
And it's funny how most arguments would get diffused immediately if you just pause and said, I know you're upset. I'm upset too, but I'll let you talk. I'll listen to what you have to say and I'll really listen. And then please listen to me when it's my turn to speak.
Well, you just did one of the workbooks right there.
Right.
You just did that. Well done, Ace. You aced the test, sir.
Right.
Simple 30-day challenges, which include a daily challenge.
Daily challenge and a daily, and then we have journaling prompts.
Okay.
Now, some people don't have time to journal. I totally get it. I wasn't into it either.
Right.
I did some research into it, and I realized, like, my goodness, there are some great impacts actually journaling and kind of reflecting.
Yeah.
So what we did was, I get it. Time is short every single day.
Sure.
You don't have a lot of time to commit. So we made each daily challenge pretty short to read the story, the challenge, and then some journaling prompts that you can write. You can write just a couple sentences, or you can sit there and go crazy.
You're not committing to free writing.
Right.
It's just something that you're committing to, period.
Right. And you get like three or four different prompts that say, hey, if you did this today, how did it make you feel?
Okay.
Or here's the big one. Every single day we have some gratuity in there or a moment of gratitude.
Got it.
Right. And what that does is it starts making your brain look at the good things in life and what you do have to be grateful for instead of always looking at what's negative. And what's powerful about that, and studies show that if you can do this for 30 days, your perspective on life, your happiness and fulfillment will change immeasurably. And the reason why is because now your brain is looking at all the good things that are going on.
That totally makes sense. You've like, made the case.
Right? Okay. So,
so how do people get involved with this?
Okay, so the book is just a piece of it. Obviously, we have more to talk about it, but let's start with this piece of it.
Let's do that.
So right now, we do have a landing page on a website. It's called Ace Life. So like Ace in Life.
Got
co.com. So acelifeco.com.
Okay.
There, you're just going to go to a simple landing page. It's going to explain a little bit about our mission and some of the programs and projects we have going on now. And we're going to ask you to join, you know, to subscribe to be part of our kind of our waiting list and also our newsletter.
Okay.
We want to send out monthly newsletters for free with all kinds of great tidbits and things that we could do. But really, we want to use that as a hub for what's going on in the community and share the great things that are happening.
You bet.
Right?
Rally spot.
Right. And what's really great about this is that the more folks we can get to go on there and subscribe to being part of this movement, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It reserves a free copy of the book, an advanced copy of the book.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, one, which is awesome. And number two, it also gets them on the mailer list and the newsletter
you're
list.
You're involved.
Yeah, you're involved. You're part of it. You'll get updates. You'll see what's going on.
That doesn't mean you're going to get junk mail every day.
This right.
It's not the same as market vacuuming.
Right. This will be valuable stuff, and it'll be more like bi-weekly as opposed to every single day just getting something in there.
Bet.
It'll be something of value for sure.
So
okay?
a commitment they need not fear.
Right. And they can always unsubscribe super easy and not get them anymore. But I'm telling you right now, you'll want to stay on there. And what's great about this is the more people we can get on there. Right now, we're trying to get 5,000 people.
Sure.
We just launched it today. It's why we're here.
Yep.
To get, first of all, people to say, hey, yes, I want to learn more about this. I want to get involved. We want to partner with you. Or at the very least, we want to be part of this movement by starting to do something different every day, an act of kindness, which brings me to our next part.
Let's do it.
So the next part of this is our human kindness or humankind impact project.
Okay.
And with this project, we're going to start with high schools here locally and also our colleges like RCC and SOU, where we're going to get students to do acts of kindness. Now, it's not just we're going to start with small things, where kind of like the challenge where we have people doing thing every single day differently.
Right.
But on top of that, there's going to be leadership classes for these students to show them how to be a leader in their community and make an impact.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the real big part. We're also going to let them come up with a community impact project.
Of their own.
They get to come up with something. And I was talking with a friend, Chelsea Fine, the other day about this. Uh-huh. And she said, you know, I always wanted to volunteer and do stuff, But it's weird when you're young and they ask you to volunteer, you do the most mundane, easy, kind of no-brainer, yes, you know, just small tasks.
Right.
You know, she's like, I got to punch tickets or do something like that as right. a volunteer. And she was like, it was so lame that I never wanted to do it again.
Well, duh.
And I said, I get it, right?
Yeah.
So what we wanted to do is strive that students learn that volunteer work isn't just doing the mundane, but really yeah. making an impact.
Get them something to put their own minds and hearts behind like you're doing right now.
Right. So the goal is so that students come up with their own project that they feel will make an impact in their community. We'll help coach them. We'll work with their teachers and leaders at the school, at the schools as well.
Right.
We'll help get funding and other nonprofits to support what they're doing, get them involved, and make those projects a reality.
And then you turn them loose.
Right. You let them do their thing.
You turn them loose.
Right. And then so on top of that, what we are planning to do is create lots of content around that.
Okay.
There's lots of stuff in the news that's negative. Sure. Everywhere on social media that's negative. Yeah. So we plan on launching a YouTube channel as well as a podcast where we get to share a lot of these stories.
Okay.
We could even bring the students on themselves to talk about their experience and how it changed their life.
Sure can.
And how it made some things different for them. And also show the videos out there. Share it with the world. Let people go on there and see what our next generation
the
is capable of.
The good videos.
Yes. The ones that are impactful that you see and it adds brightness. And number two, changes that negativity bias, right? The reason why people love the news is because they share negative things and it's impactful. And it's like, oh, did you hear what happened?
I don't do that.
Right.
And, I have to do it as part of my living since I am a, quote, newsman behind the scenes.
Correct.
And I read plenty of news. But I got to tell you, Ace, I'll just back you up. It's a challenge to read some of this. And I really do strive to balance things out to find something that's good to report on as well.
Right.
But I am definitely with what you're trying to do, and that's raise up a generation. And maybe just change a trend.
Right.
And this is a good way to start. And so I'll back you up on that, sir.
Right.
I love it. I'll mention just because I'm a person of faith. I mean, that's what drives me.
Yeah.
And a lot of what you are speaking of is lined up in just that. And it is all part of that same principle. So if you're a person of faith is going to lay right into what you're doing, you're just going to put it into action. Okay. In a different way and maybe even be a stronger witness with some tools if you haven't used them already. I would have been ripe for this when I was a teenager, just so you know, because I did not like school. I was lost and just trying to find myself. I was the same guy, but that's really where I was because I was so different inside myself than many. I felt I just didn't belong, but I would really find myself doing things that I shouldn't do just to simply belong.
Right.
And I think that's a story that is universal today, even after me at my age, 67 years old. I'm still right there as a 13, 14-year-old. It's still my heart. I mean, I can feel it.
Right.
And so what you're doing is very special in releasing that and seeing some folks taken out from a corner or in a self-placed corner and letting them really make a difference. So the impact thing, I think, is very, very special.
You know, right now, our youth, and not just the youth, everyone yearns to feel like their life matters and it has value. Mm-hmm. And you know, deep down inside where we feel stuck, it's because you know deep down there's more you can be giving. There's more inside of you that's not being put to use. That's not going out there.
Yeah.
And a lot of the times we don't know how to do it. We know there's organizations, we know there's nonprofits and coming from the nonprofit side of working with the Red Cross in these places.
Right. And I've been there too.
We realize like these companies or organizations have been around for so long. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you right now from experience, our volunteers at the Red Cross, I would say the average age is 60 and over.
Yes.
You go to other organizations, it's the same, and they're having a hard time finding volunteers. And so what I'm hoping that our project can do is link up the community.
And raise up
this new generation of kids that are looking to be of value.
Yeah.
You know, they want to do something great. They just don't know how to get there. They don't know where the plug is, right?
You bet.
And we want to create that plug for them.
That's
so again, acelifeco.com. Be part of what we're doing. Subscribe. You'll get more information. I promise you, we're releasing the books next month, and we have so much more coming out.
And I'll invite you to leave that information so we can work a PSA on it as well.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
You bet. It's a pleasure to catch up with you again, smile with you,
and
feel the love. And I think I'm just going to pray you forward right here that what you do is a good witness in our community and really inspires people. And that I'd love to have more time. I've got to actually get myself out of here, But you do get an invite back, and we'll be checking on you, Ace. People are going to keep an eye on you, bud. Is that okay?
That is absolutely okay. I hope so.
There you go. Thanks for representing. Really appreciate your time today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Y'all stay right here. Got a little commerce to take care of.
The realization of that.